Hello, everybody. Anton Krella here, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Lifestyle Podcast. So do me a favor, guys. When you're listening to this, let me know how the audio sounds, if you think it's good enough or not. If you can just go to ecommercelifestyle.com, you can either just click on episodes and leave a comment under this, which will be the newest episode, or just send me an email to anton@dropshiplifestyle.com. The reason I say that is because I'm recording this from my car today, and I haven't recorded an episode in the car probably in the last like year and a half or 2 years. I used to always do it, probably the first 50 episodes. Then I eventually just started recording either at home or in the studio and used a little bit better microphone. But the reason I did that is because I just wasn't really going anywhere. So I didn't have any car ride time to think and to share. But what I've been doing recently, I think like maybe the past 2 weeks, is driving my son to school more and more. My wife normally does, but I've been doing it, and now I have about a 10-minute drive after that, either back home or to our studio if I'm popping in there. So figured, you know, let's bring it back, and hopefully, you know, the value is here, so the quality isn't the most important. Maybe it doesn't have to be as good, but let me know. Anyway, the thing I wanted to discuss and share with you today, as I try to turn here, is in regards to social media marketing, specifically on the free side. So we're talking organic social media marketing. And the reason I wanted to talk about that is because it just came up on a coaching call I was hosting for members of Dropship Lifestyle. I don't have the question in front of me, but it was something like, can you share a little bit about your social media strategy for 2021? So I'll talk a little bit about that. Again, I'll talk about the free side in this episode. Maybe I'll do another one on what we do for paid, because that's, in my opinion, a lot more important. But yeah, we'll see. So anyway, in regards to organic social media, I guess I should first describe what I mean by that. For me, I define that as the things that we're posting organically to our pages. Primarily, that is Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, sometimes Twitter. For some of our business, it's also YouTube, but I'm not going to talk YouTube in this episode because that is something that is much more time and resource, you know, prohibitive. Like, you'd have to put in money, a lot more time, a lot more planning, and it's something we do for the minority of our stores anyway, so not really worth diving into. So basically, what I do now, it's funny, as I thought about this, is not much different, with a few caveats, but it's not much different than what we've been doing organically on social for the past, it seems like as long as I can remember, but probably 5 or 6 years or so, which is have a presence everywhere, post regularly, and be sure to maintain a professional page and also respond to messages there. Now, I'll explain why we do that and what we post regularly, but the reason why there's not some big mastermind complex plan here is because when it comes to organic reach on social media, with, you know, YouTube being the outlier, could talk, you know, there's not much there. So for example, even if you have a Facebook page for your business and you have everybody that likes it is actually somebody that really likes your business, let's say they love your business, even if that's the case, your reach, meaning the amount of people that are going to see what you post, is going to be minuscule. So again, you know, minimum for the past 5 years, probably longer than that, the things that we post organically, whether it be on Facebook or YouTube, Pinterest, we do a little bit differently, or Twitter, really, the way we think about it is basically nobody's going to see it. So if nobody's going to see it, why are we posting there at all, right? Why do we take the time to post at least once a week? By the way, that's like our minimum, posting something once a week. Well, we do it because it increases our overall conversion rates on our stores. And the reason for that is because, as you may know, if you're listening to this and you're a member of my coaching program, Dropship Lifestyle, the way that we get most people to find us is through paid ads. Our paid ads send people directly to our product pages on our stores, and then it's our job to convince that visitor, the website visitor, to become a customer. So obviously, we optimize our sites for trust, and we, you know, we do everything we can on the pages, But even after doing that, many potential customers, before they spend $1,000 or $1,500, or, you know, on one of our stores, they are going to want to do a little bit of extra research to verify, hey, is this actual company legit, right? Am I about to put my credit card number on a site that, you know, doesn't even really exist? So some ways that people do their due diligence and their research is by simply going on Google, typing in the website or the business name. Some people even go directly to Facebook and search there for the companies. So the main reason we have pages, not just that exist, but that we actively post to, is so when somebody finds us through, you know, call it Google organic search, or from Google shopping ads, or from a Bing search text ad, and then they're about to buy from one of our stores, but before they do, they're hesitating, they're thinking, is this company really legit? And then they go on Google and they search for our company name, then our Facebook page can pop up and our Instagram account can pop up. Or if they just have Facebook open in another tab and they type in our store name there, they can see, oh, look, yeah, they have a Facebook page. Oh, look, they posted something 3 days ago. So yes, the company actually has a social presence. Yes, they are active. Okay, I now feel a little bit more secure buying this $1,000 item from this store that I haven't heard anything about until 5 minutes ago, right? So we do it again to build up that overall trust factor to increase conversion rates. Now, as far as what we post, it's really a mix, and I don't want to say there's no rhyme or reason to it, because it depends on the specific store that the pages exist for. We have some stores where we do, for example, like no content marketing at all. We have some stores where we do put out a lot of content. So if it's a store where we are creating and sharing content, then when we do that, we will share that on our Facebook pages, Instagram pages, Twitter, even Pinterest as well. So for example, if we have a new buyer's guide come out, or a new blog post, or whatever it may be, then not only will that be posted on our store, but we will be linking to it from our social media pages. Now, again, not all of our stores do content, so we're not always posting that, but something we definitely do is share reviews. So when we have reviews come in for our store, whether it be one of the review apps we use, whether it be through an email, whatever, we will share those reviews on our social media pages. Again, thought process is somebody's looking at our store, thinking about buying, they look for us on social, then not only do they see our pages are active, but they see, wow, this company has positive reviews being shared here like once a week. That's great. So we share that as well. Other things that we'll mix into our weekly or maybe bi-weekly updates are things like new products that we have for sale, new brands that we're selling for, an update to an existing product, maybe an update that something is back in stock. Maybe if there's a promotion we're having for any holiday, we'll post about that. So again, it's not like for most stores, some stores it is, but for most stores, it's not some consistent posting schedule where Monday at 9 a.m. we post XYZ and Tuesday at 12 p.m. we post ABC or anything like that. Again, we do that for some of our more advanced stores, but for the majority of them, once a week, whatever is relevant and whatever will show that we're continuing to be active. So that is the main strategy and the main things we post. In addition to that, some tips I can give you that are extremely important is when you're setting up these business accounts on social for your pages, make them professional. Take the time to have custom images made for the cover images. Take the time to fill out all the information in regards to things like your About Us section, your support email, your phone number, the type of products you sell, different tags that are related to your products, right? Make it professional, even though you know that there's not going to be a million eyeballs on it. The thing is, the eyeballs that do land on it are very important. So make them professional. Also, I mentioned responding to messages. This is important. We use tools that pull all of our social comments and messaging into one place. I teach that in the Dropship Blueprint, by the way, in the new version, version 9. So that's covered there, how we do that. But, you know, sometimes, obviously, ideally, we'd always have customers just buy or email or live chat if they have questions. But some people will send an Instagram message or a Facebook message. So make sure they're actively being monitored as well to close all potential sales. And in addition to that, the last thing I'll share in this episode, because I'm actually not driving anymore, I'm just sitting in my car now, but the next thing I'll share that we post is anything we think has the chance to go viral, right? Something with the opportunity for what I call virality. And think of it this way, right? Like if we share a review from a customer of ours saying, thank you, company XYZ, you know, your support was amazing. My item was received fast, you know, would highly recommend. That post is never going to go viral, meaning it's never going to get a bunch of likes, comments, and shares, because why would it, right? So if we have an idea, and when we have an idea for a post that we think our audience, meaning our potential customers, would really resonate with, then we'll post that organically to our pages. But after that, we'll actually pay money to promote those specific posts to have them go, call it semi-viral within our community, right? Things like 5,000 likes, comments, and shares, 10,000 likes, comments, and shares. And the reason we do that is so we can then remarket to those people with offers in the future. What I'll do is I'll save that for the next episode on Thursday, because now I'm just sitting in my car and it's awkward. So just know at this point, that is mainly what we do for free, the organic side of social media in 2021 for the majority of our stores. Nothing complex, but in my opinion, definitely important in terms of boosting overall conversions. Even if it was only a fraction of a percent that it helped, in our world, that equals a lot of money because we sell expensive products. So yeah, guys, if you got value from this episode, again, definitely let me know. Hopefully the lower audio quality, if that is the case, was making up for by value. And if you're listening to this and for some reason you are not a member of my coaching program over at Dropship Lifestyle, be sure to visit dropshipwebinar.com. I will link that up below this podcast. Go there, you get a free training from me. Plus, I make you a special offer to get enrolled in the Dropship Blueprint. Again, that's dropshipwebinar.com. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate you. And on Thursday, I'll be back on to talk to you about what we do on the paid side of social media marketing in 2021. I will talk to you then. See everybody.